that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-776-9422. 800-776-9422. 800-776-9422.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Disney on Ice presents Treasure Trove, presented by Yo Kids Organic Yogurt. At last, your favorite Disney animated films are now a super cool ice show. Unlock your most precious moments from Disney's animated treasures, Alice in Wonderland, Toy Story, Peter Pan, and The Lion King, with Disney princesses from Snow White to Rapunzel. Bring your family to a spectacular event that will leave you bedazzled. Kids tickets start at $10. Restrictions and charges may apply. Playing April 7th through 10th at Talking Stick Resort Arena. Visit Ticketmaster today.
Try to live in day to day like everything's all right.
And now, the Sports Kings with Rod Johnson, Nicole Key, and host Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
Just waiting on that moment.
And welcome in to the Sports Kings radio show here on a beautiful Saturday morning. My name is Dustin Pfeiffer. I am filling in for the great Mean Gene. And I have my co-host alongside of me. Her name is Nicole Key. Nicole, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dustin. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to a good show.
It's 9 o'clock over there. Cause you're calling in from Charlotte, correct?
I am. So I got a little bit of a time difference, but still a beautiful Saturday morning, no matter where you are.
Yes, you got 2 hours ahead of me. I'm just barely, it's a little daisy for me this morning.
A little daisy, but we'll get it going, though.
Yeah, I'm ready to talk sports. I'm excited about that. That's going to wake me up for sure. Both mean Gene and Rod are out being the teams that they are and covering the home front of their families. So I want to just say our thoughts and prayers are out to them right now. And we miss them. I'm glad I'm here with you, though, Dustin. I'm going to have a better feeling.
Definitely. Well, we're thinking about them, and we hope everything is going all right. And, of course, we're going to try to fill the shoes of those great guys. I don't know how good we'll do, but we'll have a good time talking sports. We got a lot to get into.
Yes, you do, especially about the March Madness.
Yeah, March Madness is in full effect. Sweet 16 finished up last night. Not a lot of good games as far as close games go. I mean, the earlier games in the first couple rounds were just craziness all over the place. But most of the games here have been the higher seeds getting it done. All four number one seeds have advanced to the Elite Eight. So that definitely sets up some big-time matchups as we get into this Elite Eight. What did you think about the games these last 2 days?
Well, after the first bracket, after Michigan State just did that upset, I was, upset. It messed up my whole thing. I'm not even going to win. I'm thinking Oregon's going to take it. Oregon's going to win the whole thing. That's my bet on it.
Oregon's actually who I have winning it all, so that would be nice for me.
Your brackets have been pretty good, though. You've been pretty solid throughout the whole time.
It's been up and down. I did have Kentucky in the Final Four, so them losing to Indiana definitely hurt me. But I do have Oregon winning it all. I also have Kansas in the Final Four and Virginia. So I got a chance to still get three of those four. All three number one seeds took care of business in the Sweet 16, basically putting on some dominant performances. So now we got the matchup starting today. Kansas will be taking on Villanova, and Oklahoma will be taking on Oregon. Those are the two games for Saturday, and spots for the Final Four on the line. I actually have Oregon and Kansas winning those in my bracket, so I'm going to stick with that. But I will have to say that Oklahoma is probably going to give Oregon a really good game with Buddy Hield. So those should be some fun games to watch. Number one versus number two seeds all day.
I'm really surprised Oklahoma did that well. In the second round.
Yeah, definitely. Oklahoma, they've had a tough road. They've played some good teams, but when you have a guy like Buddy Hield, who's a senior, who's been there before and is putting up a lot of points in this tournament, they're always going to have a chance to win. And like I said, that versus Oregon should be probably the best game of the day as we look forward to watching some basketball today. Just talking about that, like I said last night, UNC, they take care of Indiana in what was a really big matchup, 101-86. Notre Dame takes down Wisconsin. And then on the other side, you have Virginia beating Iowa State and Syracuse as a double-digit seed beating Gonzaga. So on that side on Sunday, you've got four ACC teams going at each other. So it's almost like a mini ACC tournament to see who goes to the Final Four.
Oh, what do you think about Notre Dame?
Notre Dame is a very good team. They beat I'm actually a Duke Blue Devil fan. They beat them earlier in the year. But they also have lost to North Carolina by 30 in the ACC tournament. So they're going to be looking for some revenge. But as much as I hate to say it, the way North Carolina's playing right now, I don't know if there's anybody that can really beat them until maybe they get to that Kansas matchup in the championship game.
What was your method in picking your brackets?
Sometimes I overthink myself. You know, these things can go haywire no matter how much you know about it or how little you know about it. And I just wanted to, when you get into a big pool with some friends or anything, you want to try to be a little different. So I knew a lot of people wouldn't take Oregon to win at all, even though they were a number one seed. So I decided to go with that. But again, I've had a lot of teams fall too, but hopefully my two can stand at the end, and that's, you know, Oregon winning the championship.
I've been hearing a lot about this parity. They said this was going to be a season of parity. Do you know what that is?
It definitely was a season of parity. I mean, if you look at it, all of the number one seeds had at least five losses. You don't see that too much in college basketball. And if you look during the regular season, any time somebody would get the number one spot overall, then they would come back and they would lose a game. So it really was a lot of parity. You saw a lot of upsets in the first and second round. So it has made for a crazy tournament. But in the end, you see we still have the top number one seeds in the tournament. So even through all that parity, the big dogs still are right there at the end.
A lot of basketball this month of March, for sure, for sure. In fact, my daughter, high school, Braille Linda, just won the CIS Division I championship in Sacramento. So big shout out to the girls team that did that. Yes, we're very excited for them. We're very happy and proud of them. So big shout out to Braille Linda for winning the CIS Division I championship.
Absolutely.
So I'm really excited for them.
There definitely is a lot of basketball in March. My wife even jokes around sometimes that no matter every time she turns the TV on, there's a basketball game on. So you got March Madness, you got the NBA winding down. So a lot to get in. We can touch on the NBA a little later, but obviously March Madness was the way to go. But we've got a lot to talk about on the show today here on KFNX 1100 in Phoenix. Again, this is the Sports King Radio Show. My name is Dustin Pfeiffer, filling in for Mean Gene, and I have my co-host, probably who's going to guide me along today, Nicole Key. She's definitely going to help me out, but we got a lot to get into, Nicole. We've talked a little bit of March Madness, but we're also going to get into some NFL rule changes and a little bit of NBA talk. So we've got a lot to talk about.
I want to talk about that CTE, what the NFL saying and other owners are saying about that.
Absolutely. I mean, definitely some stuff going on there where you kind of shake your head when you hear some of these owners talk about that. So we can definitely get into that when we come back from the break. But real quick, just to wrap up our March Madness talk, who do you have in the games today, Nicole? We've got Villanova versus Kansas, and we've got Oklahoma versus Oregon.
Oregon for sure, and then I'm going to go Kansas. And then on Sunday, they're going to play on Easter?
They're going to play on Easter.
And, I don't know why I want to go for Notre Dame. I just want to pick one. I don't think I should.
Yeah. But, well, I'll tell you, if North Carolina does win, like you say, and then Virginia wins, and you get those two top ACC teams matching up, that is going to be one heck of a game, and it's going to be a battle to see who can get that Final Four.
I would like to see North Carolina and Oregon go at it, though. That'd be a good game.
That would be a really good matchup. You know, it's kind of two different teams. North Carolina's got a lot of big guys that you can feed the ball inside to. And then, you know, if you look at Oregon, they don't really have a lot of big guys, but they are very athletic. I mean, almost every guy on that team can get to the basket and score easily. So that's a very intriguing matchup, and it will be a very fast-paced matchup to see, you know, who could win that game.
I can't wait to find out who wins the takes it all. Not to mention the Cardinals. The Cardinals got a lot of things going on in their sports, too, as far as the coaches talking out about CTE. And,
Absolutely. And the
baseball, Chase Field, it seems that they might pick up and move. They want out of their lease. Amazing, huh?
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, but they're supposed to be there until like 2024. I guess they want enhancements on the field. So we'll see how that's going to turn out. But that's for sure. The Arizona fans, their teams are getting outspoken this week.
No matter what kind of lease you have, I've learned anytime somebody's got a stadium, they're always trying to make upgrades, they're always trying to make enhancements, and sometimes when they're trying to get those enhancements, you know, negotiations can go a little sideways. So hopefully they get that worked out and they can just continue to make that Chase Field a better field and get enhancements where the fans can come and enjoy baseball games.
And I'm feeling with the Arizona fans as far as the Phoenix Suns too, with the Lakers, because I think we have the same record this year. I'm kind of like, oh, But that means we're going to go for the lotto, the draft lotto, the lottery.
Yeah, it's been a rough year for the Suns and the Lakers. Both teams trying to build. One bright spot for the Phoenix Suns, though, is definitely Devin Booker, their rookie they've got. He's definitely played well. Was even in a three-point contest at All-Star Weekend. So that is definitely a bright spot that they can build around, and hopefully they can get some things going for this offseason to build that team back up.
Do you think they're going to keep their coach, Earl Watson?
You know, I don't know how that's going to play out. My guess would be that they would maybe try to look for maybe a better, more experienced guy first. But Earl Watson definitely coming right off from playing, kind of like the Derek Fisher thing. He knows the game in and out. It didn't turn out too well, but if you notice, that's kind of the way that the coaches have been going here lately. They've got Jason Kidd, Earl Watson, some of these young guys, Steve Kerr, who just finished playing. They come and they coach, and it seems to work out a lot of times, so we'll see if it works out. I do know Phoenix has been playing a little better as of late.
I think Walton, the veteran Walton, I think he's coaching too, isn't he? Do you know where he's at?
Yeah, well, Luke Walton was he was coaching Golden State while Steve Kerr was out with back surgery. And, of course, he led him to that amazing start where they only lost, like, two games before Steve Kerr came back. And, obviously, the Warriors are still rolling along. But Luke Walton is probably going to be the hottest name out there for anybody trying to be a head coach. So he'll have
that's
his pick of the litter. The question will be, where does he want to just stay with Golden State where he's having success, or does he want to find the right spot and get that head coaching spot to continue his head coaching career?
I'm surprised he didn't go with Phil Jackson with the Knicks.
I definitely think that's probably an option. Phil's got his guy, you know, so we'll see what happens with that. He's definitely going to try to find somebody to come in and get New York right, because as we all know, if New York's playing better, then the NBA likes that because it's ratings. So we'll see who Phil Jackson's able to bring in.
Well, after the break, we'll talk about some NFL and see what's going on in the league, see what all the rumors going on.
After the break, we'll come back. We got a lot to talk about. Well, like I said, we'll get into some NFL stuff. Like Nicole said, we got the CTE, we got the rules changes. So it definitely will be a lot, and we'll see you when we get back from the break.
This week on Under the Radar, where we identify
good
those
job,
publicly
Justin.
Traded companies with incredible upside potential, we look at the branded beverage sector. In a multi-billion dollar segment led by such household names as Coca-Cola and Starbucks, there are a number of publicly traded companies with strong revenue models emerging as solid candidates for investment in this dynamic sector. Companies such as Barista's Coffee Company, BCCID, currently experiencing rapid growth through sales of their specialized retail products. Barista's just partnered with Amazon, introducing the only white coffee Keurig 2.0 compatible cups available on Amazon worldwide. Initially selling out within the first few hours of being available is a positive sign that Barista's is the clear leader in the newest coffee craze coming out of Seattle, announcing a massive international distribution agreement into Mexico and positioning into Thailand. Barista's is well situated to be a growth leader of the sector. Do your research now on BCCID and be among the first to recognize this opportunity. Visit us at undertheradarminute.com.
Tune into the Sports King Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
You don't get that title, all-time leading rusher, by being hurt. Everybody's choking now. Always Duke, North Carolina, they're always in the top five. You can always find us on the web, sportskings.net.
Catch up on everything in the world of professional sports with Rod Johnson, Nicole Key, and Mean Gene the Sports Machine, Saturday at 7 a.m.
Hello, this is Willie Masters, host of Mormon in the House. I am not just your favorite radio host. I am also a HomeSmart realtor in the Valley of the Sun, right here in Phoenix and surrounding areas. If you want excellent customer service with foreclosures, short sales, buying or selling a home, please call me at 916-220-8524. Once again, that's 916-220-8524. Thank you very much, and have a nice day.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 323233.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 323233 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, Realty One Group, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
It's Space Boy.
And Sir Lana.
There's been a change in the space-time continuum. Space Boy Universe Live is now airing at 7 p.m. on Saturday nights.
And remember, it's Space Boy's Universe, and you're in it.
The Savage Nation.
Here's the thing to remember. We don't have a political system that's functional. The thing to remember is it's not a functional system. It's a monopoly. And like all monopolies, they're very difficult to break.
Monday through Friday, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
And welcome back into the Sports Kings radio show here on KFNX 1100 in Phoenix. We are coming back live here with Nicole Key. My name is Dustin Pfeiffer, filling in for Mean Gene and Rod as we try to do the best we can.
We're doing very well, Dustin.
Our prayers are with them. Hope everything's okay, and we look forward to having them back next week.
I know. I'm sure they miss us too.
Absolutely. And if you want to check out any of our stuff on our website, it's sportskings.net. So feel free to go check that out. And we just got done wrapping up our March Madness talk, and now I know Nicole wants to go into a topic that she is really wanting to talk about here, the CTE for NFL and what these owners are saying, Nicole. A lot of crazy stuff going around right now.
Well, I just don't understand what the NFL is trying to hide. Like, own it and let's fix it. Let's move forward. Like, the Cardinals coach himself said that parents are fools if they don't let their kids play the game. It's like everyone's always on the defense. If we were all on the same team and just decided, like, how can we better this problem or prevent it rather than be so defensive? No one's saying football. Like, honestly, I think football is great for kids. If I had a son, I would want him playing the game, just taking precaution. And, like, there is, in fact, that DNA test that Bruce Arians said that you could take. I thought it was a joke. But there is, in fact, a DNA test that you could take, or genetic testing, to find out if you're, like, most likely to have head concussions and if you should play the sport or not. Isn't that crazy, that the test that you could do now?
There's definitely, like you said, a lot of stuff you can do, it even if you want your kid to play the game. There's a lot of precautions that you can take to be careful. I can understand both sides from seeing what's going on. Obviously, you know, football is a great sport to learn, team sport, to have fun. So, I mean, you don't want to just take that away from the kids. But also understand what you're saying, to definitely taking precautions, because there definitely are some long-term effects. And like you said, there's kind of people on different sides of the pages here. You got some coaches and owners who are finally starting to agree that CTE is a serious problem in this sport. But then you got other people on the other side, like Jerry Jones, who are saying that there's no data and no research to even show that there's a connection. And Jerry Jones is completely wrong, because there is a connection between the NFL and CTE.
Well, they can't diagnose CTE until after the person has passed away, unfortunately. But there's symptoms that are leading to it, like the TBI, traumatic brain injury. So there's all these things that, like, they either get Alzheimer's, they could get ALS.
Mm-hmm.
ALS. In fact, one of the players that was one of the pioneers of this whole campaign to get their money for their disorder just passed away this last week, which is saddening. So it's so sad that these players can't get their care that they need in order to maintain a quality of life after the game. And that's all they're asking for, because when they go into a nursing facility, they're big people. So they need people to lift them. They need the beds to be bigger. They need a lot more care than just a normal average person.
They definitely do. And again, there just has to be some kind of give and take, some kind of bargaining where they can work out that, yes, this is a problem, but they can also work out that there's stuff they can do to make it safer. And I know the NFL is looking to try to make the game safer as possible, even with some rule changes that happen. So we'll get into that here in a little bit. But they just have to do something to try to make it as safe as possible. Even Sean Payton, the head coach of the Saints, has came out and said the helmets need to be safer. So I'm sure they're working on that. But there's just a lot of things they can do. And then, like you said, even after their career, there's stuff they need to do where they're taking care of these players who put their bodies on the line to play this game.
I mean, the NFL commissioner alone made $40 million in bonus. If he gave half of that to go into the funding of these research, which actually the NFL pulled out of research when they were doing the research for this CTE. So it's like they don't even want to find out information. It's like they're being really resistant on trying to move forward and trying to get a preventive or help these players out. And it's saddening, because they're making a lot of money on these players' backs. And I know the players know what they signed up for. Like, come on, it's a contact sport. I'm pretty sure they know it. They're just asking for the facts about it, what the NFL know about it, and the research to find out what they could do to prevent it to get worse from getting worse.
You're right. You're right. And like you said, the good point there is the players do know what they're signing up for. Most players would do it all over again if they could, because most of the time, NFL, with the money they make, with the success they have, it definitely provides a great life for them and their family. So, you know, they have that side as well. So hopefully the NFL can get something figured out to where they can get on the same page here to help their players. Again, the stuff that Jerry Jones said to me is absolutely ridiculous. You know, don't come out and bash the link to CTE when everybody knows it's there, because you just come off sounding like an idiot. And, I mean, I know Jerry Jones. He makes a lot of money. He's a decent owner in the league, but sometimes he opens his mouth without thinking, and I just can't even believe that he wants to act like there's no research there when there actually is a ton of research out there about NFL and CTE.
He's like the new Al Davis to me. He's like second.
He definitely is.
He just wants it his way, and that's the way it's going to have to be. But so what do you think about these new rules?
Well, these new rule changes definitely are interesting. You know, the first one here is they're going to bring the touchback out to the 25-yard line instead of the 20, because the NFL
wants to...
That's
going to affect some teams. That's going to affect the Vikings for sure.
Well, the main thing they want to do is they're basically trying to take the kickoff away from the game, because that is the most dangerous play in the NFL, they say. With everybody running full speed at each other, they think this is the most dangerous play in the game. So they're trying to move the touchback up the 25-yard line. But again, I think this one might backfire on Nicole, because with the touchbacks going to the 25-yard line and giving that extra 25 yards, I could see some teams pooch kicking the ball and keeping it out of the end zone so they could try to go down there and make a tackle and pin them even deeper than the 25-yard line. So when they're trying to get them to get more touchbacks, this could actually backfire to where they're trying to kick the ball shorter so they can go down there and make a tackle so they don't get the ball at the 25-yard line.
Well, all these rules are going to only go for the 1 year, right? They're just trying them out, and then they're going to
It's an experiment for 1 year, just like it was last year with the extra point, which the extra point moving back to the 15-yard line was a huge success. So they've implemented that in permanently now, so that is set in stone. So there's 1 year for the touchbacks. And then the other big one here, what we like to call the yellow card.
That's the one. I like that one. That's a good one. That's the only one I think I totally agree with.
Chop block. Definitely trying to – they already eliminated the ones, you know, on the where two guys go at it, but now it's running backs and other players who try to go chop at players' legs. They're definitely eliminating that to limit injuries. So that will change how a lot of these teams do their run games as far as what kind of schemes they run. So it will be interesting to see what teams adjust.
Like you can't hit them this way, you can't hit them that way. Now it's coming to me, you can't hit them on the leg. It's like, get the back football out again. That's how it seems like it's going to end up being.
They're doing everything they can to definitely limit these hits. And the last one here that is also on a one-year experiment is what we like to call the yellow card rule. And that rule there, it's kind of like college, where if a player gets two unsportsmanlike conduct penalties in the same game, then they will automatically be ejected. So that'll be interesting to see. Kind of guys like Vontaze Burfict, people like that last year, where if they get out of control, then they could be ejected from a game.
But so you're going to leave it up to the referees to call that? Like, that's a judgment call. So, come on, I'm a Raider fan. So you're telling me that we're going to leave it up to the referees to make a judgment call? We're going to be, like, for the Raider fans, we always get called on as is. So they're going
It'll be interesting to see what they, the referees
taunting.
Getting together.
They're saying even taunting is not even allowed. It's like, that's part of the game is taunting.
Well, you know the NFL is called the No Fun League these days, so they're trying to take all the fun out of it. But I do, as far as unsportsmanlike goes, I do see where if somebody's an excessive late hit, or if somebody's done something that it could definitely danger somebody, I see where that comes into play. So, like you said, it'll be all on the referees to interpret this rule the right way and make sure they're using it for good and not just using it to have power to maybe eject a player out of the game.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think it could be both good and bad. Like you said, if the referee do not make the right call and they're using it more just to try to throw their authority around, then obviously that could end up costing some teams some games by losing some good players. But if they use it the right way in which it's intended, then it'll keep guys from making the dirty plays, making dirty hits, helmet to helmets, you know, lay hits out of bounds, the horse collar, stuff like that. That'll keep that from happening and also cut that down a little bit to try to make the game a little safer, as we were talking about with CTE. So,
yeah, true. I mean, it's hard to call with all these rules. Like, is the game going to be any fun anymore?
it's definitely changed from years past. And like you said, though, they're kind of on that fence where they're trying to make it the best game possible, but got so much pressure on them to try to make the game safer that they're trying to do both. And sometimes it can be difficult.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you can't, it's a hard call, I guess, for both the players and the fans, because the players want to keep safe, but they want to play the game that they signed up for. And they're upset that the NFL commissioner is making these calls because they say that he's never played the sport, or he never even contacts them or acts like he gets involved with the players. He's just like more of a disciplinary. Mm-hmm. So they're like kind of feeling like, why is he making the calls when they don't sit down with the players and discuss these kind of calls? Like, what do you guys think? And they actually should take a survey about what the players think they should need.
They like, definitely should. And we'll get into it more after the break. We also got to come back and talk about some NFL signings. Of course, the big one, RG3 to Cleveland.
Oh,
so
yes.
We'll get into that.
Quarterback.
But we'll definitely get into that one. And then later on, we got some NBA talk. But again, you're listening to KFNX 1100 in Phoenix, the Sports Kings radio show. And again, we'll get into some NFL when we get back from the break. See you soon.
I'm Laura Ingram, and lucky you, because you are tuned into the 50,000-watt powerhouse, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. Listen to me weekdays at 6 a.m.
Belgian prosecutors have issued an arrest warrant for a suspect in the terrorist attacks this week, the man believed to be Faisal Shefu. He is already in custody. He may have been the third airport bomber. Two of the bomber's brothers blew themselves up. A manhunt still underway in Belgium today for Nami Alhamed, who may have been involved in both the Paris and Brussels terrorist attacks. Correspondent Michael Holmes is in the Belgian capital.
The police say he is quite likely armed and dangerous and suspected of being a key figure in all of this.
Donald Trump denies he's behind a tabloid report that his fellow Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz has been unfaithful to his wife. Cruz doesn't believe him.
Let me be clear. This National Enquirer story is garbage.
Cruz said Trump is trafficking in slime and sleaze. A startling threat from North Korea says it will attack South Korea's presidential palace unless the president of South Korea apologizes for what it calls treason and publicly executes officials. I'm Christopher Cruz.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for this morning, a clear sky, plenty of sunshine today with a high of 90, mainly clear tonight, low 60. Monday's going to be a sunny day, high 92, sunny and breezy for Tuesday with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Jim Minaldi from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 58 degrees.
Tune into the Sports King Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
You don't get that title, all-time leading rusher, by being hurt.
Everybody's choking now.
Always Duke, North Carolina, they're always in the top five. You can always find us on the web, sportskings.net.
Catch up on everything in the world of professional sports with Rod Johnson, Nicole Key,
back to reality,
and Mean Gene the Sports Machine, Saturday at 7 a.m. Have you ever wondered what goes on in 12-step meetings? Well, Steppin' Out Radio is like a 12-step meeting on the air, a reality show where you'll hear true stories of inspiration and transformation. Steppin' Out Radio, Saturday at 11 a.m.
Wristwatch. It's time to tune up your watch at Diamond Gems Jewelry. Our professional service includes cleaning, lubrication, and calibration. You save big with our special. Call 602-279-0561 for your nearest location. Diamond Gems, 602-279-0561. It's time to tune up your watch at Diamond Gems Jewelry. And Diamond Gems is buying, too. Strapped for cash? Need extra money? Sell your old jewelry, luxury watches, and coins today. Call Diamond Gems Jewelry, where you get the most cash for jewelry, watches, and coins. We are buying. Call 602-279-0561 for your nearest location. That's Diamond Gems at 602-279-0561 and get the most cash today for your watches, jewelry, and coins. 602-279-0561.
Hey there, Space Cadets. It's Spaceboy.
And Solana.
And we're here to tell you that there's been a change in the space-time continuum.
That's right. Spaceboy Universe Live is now airing at 7 p.m. on Saturday nights on KFNX 1100 Independent Talk Radio.
So catch all our great content just an hour earlier.
That's awesome.
So tune in and remember, it's Space Boys Universe and you're in it.
Safe money and income with Darcy and Heather, safe money specialists.
If you would like more information and a copy of our free safe information kit, call us now at 855-560-SAFE. That's 855-560-SAFE. Our kit gives you details about safe money programs and how you can earn market-like returns without any risk of the market. Can eliminate fees that you're now being charged on your mutual funds or brokerage accounts. Can start feeling secure knowing that your retirement money is safe and growing. 855-560-SAFE. 855-560-SAFE.
'Cause all I do is sleep.
And welcome back into the Sports King Radio Show here on KFNX 1100 in Phoenix. We're getting you going this beautiful Saturday morning to set you up for a wonderful day of sports. It is Elite Eight Saturday, so we got some great matchups to try to get to the Final Four. But right now, Nicole, we're talking NFL, and we just talked about the rules and the signings. We just talked about the rule changes, so now we'll get into a little bit of signings. We know this NFL talk, Mean Gene's going to love hearing that, so we can't wait to have him back next week. We hope everything's going good with him. But again, those rule changes have been big in the NFL, but now into some signings. And of course, the big one of the week, RG3 to the Cleveland Browns.
Yes. What do you think about that one? We were talking about it before the show and how the standards are very low. He can't go anywhere but up from there, from where he's at, since he had a bad rep anyway.
Well, I have two sides to look at it. First of all, it's a 2-year, $15 million deal with a $3.5 million signing bonus. So it's not a huge deal when you look at quarterback money, but when I look at it from both sides, the first side that I look at it is what you said. There's not a lot of expectation in Cleveland, so he can go in, can try to resurrect his career. If he does anything halfway decent in Cleveland with new head coach Hugh Jackson, then it's going to make him look pretty good. But on the flip side of that, when you're a quarterback like RG3, and I've said the same thing for Colin Kaepernick, when you're sitting here, you've lost your starting job, you're a backup now, you're trying to resurrect your career. Is Cleveland really the best place to go to do that? Because we've seen how many quarterbacks have gone there in the years past and have failed. So if this may be your last opportunity.
Well, Hugh Jackson, he's an awesome coach. I mean, he was a Raiders coach, but he's good at reforming players and teams. Like, he's really good at lifting you up and making you the best player possible. I really have faith in Hugh Jackson and making him do that. With him.
I completely agree. I think Hugh Jackson is one of the best offensive minds in the game, so I definitely think that's going to help RG3. It's just tough when this may be your last chance to really show that you can be a starter in this league. Cleveland's a tough spot to go do it. They don't have a lot of offensive weapons. Hopefully they can build some of that in the draft with RG3 to give him some weapons around him. But also, I also wouldn't be surprised to still see them draft a quarterback at number two in this draft to go along and compete against RG3.
So why do you think it's important for them to have two solid quarterbacks? Most people feel like if they have a number one quarterback or even a top three quarterback, they feel like, oh, you don't need a second-string quarterback. But there's an importance to having a backup quarterback that's actually just as good, isn't there?
There's a huge importance. And coming, you know, from me being here in Charlotte covering the Carolina Panthers, who had a wonderful season and went to the Super Bowl. That was a difficult ending, I know, but still a great year. But it's the perfect example to show the depth that they have at quarterback. Obviously, they have their number one guy in Cam Newton, and they expect him to play every game. But if you look at 2 years ago, he had a lot of injuries. He also had a car accident that he was in, and it forced him to miss a couple of games. Well, they have one of the better backup quarterbacks in the league in Derek Anderson, and he was able to come in and actually win both games that he started to keep the momentum rolling. So it's huge to have a backup quarterback like that. You can look in Dallas for the same thing. They didn't really have that, so they went downhill. So you got to have two guys on your team that can really be able to play quarterback.
Well, can I remember in 1998 when Cunningham for the Vikings? He was like, he actually went into retirement, came back, and he was like the second string, third string quarterback. And he ended up taking him all the way to the playoffs with Randy Moss rookie year and Carter. And there's so many great quarterbacks that actually came in as a second-string quarterback. I think Jim Plunkett was one. Kurt Warner was one. Even Tony Romo was one, wasn't he? He was like...
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, so there's all these second-string quarterbacks. Even was it Brett Favre? Not Brett Favre. It was Aaron Rodgers. He sat back...
Aaron Rodgers, he did sit behind Brett Favre for a few years before coming in, and look how that turned out. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But it definitely... If you look at these last few weeks of free agency in the NFL and seeing that the money that these guys are getting, even guys who haven't even proven anything in the league yet, For an example, Brock Osweiler goes to the Texans. He gets 4 years, $72 million after only starting about 7 or 8 games. That just shows in this league, well, it shows in this league how valuable quarterback is, and not only how valuable it is, but there's not that many good starting quarterbacks in this league. I mean, it's hard to fathom that this is the biggest league in our country, and we can't find 30 legit starting quarterbacks, and that's what's happening here. Now RG3's going to the Browns. The Broncos, who just won a Super Bowl, lose Brock Osweiler and Peyton Manning, and now their number one guy at this moment is Mark Sanchez.
Well, they passed on RG3 because of his character issues. So if that's an issue, then you think they're going to get Kaepernick?
I think Kaepernick's still possible for a trade. I think the Browns were going to go after him, but they end up getting RG3. I know the 49ers are probably just ready to move on from Kaepernick, so I could still see him getting moved. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, like I said, a lot of these teams are still looking for help at quarterback, and they're trying to find anybody they can to provide a spark.
Even the Arizona Cardinals, I mean, they have a good quarterback right now, Carson Palmer,
mm-hmm.
but they're still looking to draft another quarterback in the first round. He's saying 36, he could possibly go 4 more years, or he could possibly go 1 more year, but they still want to get that position filled because it's so important. They don't want to be out.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see them go quarterback in the early rounds. I don't know if they'll go first round. It's possible, but I do see them maybe trying to get a guy second, third, fourth round who they think could come in and be a backup to Carson, and then maybe in a couple of years take over the starting job because, like you said, he is getting up there in age, and he may only have a couple of years left to go with the Cardinals.
So what do you think about these new rookie ones coming in from Combine?
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, a lot of these guys coming in, so much these days it depends on the system that you go to. So the top guys like Carson Wentz, Goff from California, Paxton Lynch from Memphis, those are the top guys you're looking at. And Carson Wentz from North Dakota State is really moving up the board, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him maybe go in the top five, top ten.
Well, that's the one the Cardinals had their eye on, too.
He's the number one guy, so with him moving up, his stock keeps going up. I don't know if he'll be at their pick because I have heard that the Browns could even still take Wentz at number two and put him alongside to compete with RG3. So let me ask you, Nicole, in the end, this RG3 deal, 2 years, does he resurrect his career, or is this just another stop where he's not going to have much success?
You know what? I'm going to have faith in Hugh Jackson as far as motivating him to be a better player as well as person. I'm going to have faith in him. I think he will. I'm not saying he's going to be, like, the best quarterback. He'll do well. I'm not going to say he's going to go to the playoffs, but he'll do well, I think. I think there's improvement.
I'm going to go to the other side. I think that he may have a couple of good games throughout the year, but overall, as much as I like Hugh Jackson, I mean, I'm really high on Hugh Jackson, like you said, but I can't get the Cleveland Browns franchise out of my head. It's a train wreck. If you look at one person has a jersey of like all 14 quarterbacks that have been on their teams in the last 10 years. It's just quarterback after quarterback, failure after failure, and some of it's not the quarterback's fault. Again, it's an organizational mess at this moment, and I just don't see that they're there at this moment to get it turned around, to give RG3 enough success. So I hope he does well. Everybody deserves a second chance to come back and start, and so hopefully he can resurrect his career, but I just see it being tough in Cleveland.
What do you think Mark Sanchez is going to do in Denver?
Well, let me just say, as a Panthers guy who covers this team, obviously I'm born and raised in Charlotte, so I do have a little bit of a fandom for them as a team as well, even though I do cover them. It's kind of nice to see the Broncos kind of panicking a little bit after what they did to us in the Super Bowl. So seeing that happen, yeah, you know, I mean, they got the last laugh. They got the Super Bowl ring and the trophy, so they're still celebrating. But to see them have problems now, Peyton Manning's one of my favorite players of all time, great guy. He's leaving. Brock Osweiler leaves. Now they don't really know what happens with the quarterback. A lot of their defensive players leave. So they've got a lot to kind of bring back together if they want to be another Super Bowl contending team again next year. I just don't know if Mark Sanchez can get that done. But what I will say is Mark Sanchez will probably still have one of the best defenses in the NFL. So all he'll have to do is manage the game.
Well, where do you think he'll go to? Do you think he'll get signed?
It'll be interesting to see. I think the 49ers are playing hardball with him right now. Like, he's ready to get out of there.
I don't think they want him back.
I don't think they want him back or his players want him back, but I also think they don't have a problem with just letting him sit there on the sideline and not play and kind of be an afterthought. And so, I mean, as much as he wants to get out of there, he's playing hardball. Well, now the 49ers are playing hardball and saying, hey, look, we'll just pay you to stand on the sideline if that's how you're going to be. But ultimately, I do think they find a way to get rid of him to try to get something for him, like a draft pick or something like that. Plus, it'll take $12 million off their salary cap.
What about Johnny? He was in the Cleveland Browns. When did they let go?
He was with the Cleveland Browns, and for once I'll say that actually wasn't the Cleveland Browns' fault. Johnny Manziel's just got a lot of stuff going on that he needs to get straight before he even thinks about playing football. I don't know if he wants to be on the East or West Coast.
He wants to be – he says he's going to be in the NFL, but he wants to be in the party state.
It will be interesting to see if a team will take a chance on him. I think most teams see that he needs to do some stuff before football to get himself right as a person, and then maybe they'll give him a shot. The only wild card, obviously, is the Dallas Cowboys. We all know how Jerry Jones has talked about Johnny Manziel, so it'll be interesting to see maybe if they give him a chance. But like you said, every team is looking for a quarterback, whether it's a starter or a backup, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. Go ahead.
I'm feeling for Cleveland because of the whole Browns and now LeBron issue. We'll get into that after the break.
We're going to talk LeBron and we're going to talk some NBA to wrap up the show. NBA season winding down and we got a lot to talk about. But you're listening to Sports Team Radio Show here on KFNX 1100 in Phoenix. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state? Do you have unfiled tax returns? The IRS wants to collect from you and will do whatever it takes to make sure they get the money you owe. They'll garnish your wages, levy your bank account, and lien your house. The IRS isn't going away. You can't ignore them. They will get their money. Call the Tax Alliance Helpline now at 1-800-577-4621 for free info. The professionals at the Tax Alliance Helpline will help you with your tax problems. Garnished wages, bank levies, and property liens can be stopped, but you have to call now. We have former IRS agents on staff who know the ins and outs of the system and how to make them work for you. Don't let back taxes on the IRS or state ruin your life. Call the Tax Alliance Helpline now and let the experts fight for you. Get the info you need. Call 1-800-577-4621. That's 1-800-577-4621. 1-800-577-4621.
Tune into the Sports King Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
You don't get that title, all-time leading rusher, by being hurt. Everybody's choking now. Always Duke, North Carolina. They're always in the top five. Time's up. You can always find us on the web, sportskings.net.
Catch up on everything in the world of professional sports with Rod Johnson, Nicole Key, back to reality, and Mean Gene the Sports Machine, Saturday at 7 a.m.
The Chips and Salsa Show is headline news, commentary, and entertainment from a Latino perspective.
The Chips and Salsa Show is mild to wild, always chunky, funky, and fun.
Listen to the Chips and Salsa Show Fridays, 8 p.m. for your chance to win a $50 gift certificate from Rosita's.
Are you looking for something a little different? The Marcus Giovanni Show, every Saturday at 3 p.m. for that badly needed conversation and truth. Leave your politics at the door. The Marcus Giovanni Show, unlike anything else in radio. Saturdays at 3 p.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
DIY Talk with Bill and Dusty, Sunday at 10 a.m. Perfect for builders, home improvers, hobbyists, and people who just plain enjoy learning how things work. 25 years of knowledge to help you complete your project. DIY Talk, Sundays at 10 a.m.
Do you want to know the truth? And you know you deserve to hear it. Are you ready to hear about world news without the politically correct spin? Are you ready to listen to important national issues that affect you? Are you looking for that extra piece of information to get a deeper look into what's going on in the world around you? Then listen in to the Alex Molesky Show every Saturday at 4 p.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to the Sports Kings Radio Show. My name is Dustin Pfeiffer, filling in for Mean Gene, and I have my co-host alongside of me, Nicole Key. Nicole Robinson,
hello.
We're thinking about those guys. Hope to have them back next week. But if you want to check out anything on our site, you can go to sportsking.net, and we are happy to be on here at 1100 KFNX in Phoenix.
Well, is this our last segment? This went fast. You made it go real fast.
This show has been flying by. There's been so much to talk about. Like you said, March is full of basketball, but then again, the NFL never sleeps, so there's always stuff to talk about there as well.
Exactly, but let's go back to the NBA and talk about all the good stuff that's going on there.
The NBA, man, there's always storylines there as well. I mean, you got 10 games remaining left in the season for most teams, so playoffs getting ready to gear up here. Obviously, looking at some games last night, the Phoenix Suns had a tough loss in Sacramento, 116-94. but another good game for the rookie Devin Booker, as he had 26 points, so that's good to see. But when we're looking at the NBA here, we got to start with LeBron James, Nicole. What is going on in Cleveland right now? What a mess.
I'm a Laker fan, and we had a bad few seasons. These last few seasons have been really hard. They lost the bus, and then the not making it to playoffs. We were usually the team to beat, so that was very saddening. And now the tour of Kobe's farewell. So I'm feeling low as a Laker fan, but I'm not as low as I would feel if I was a Cleveland fan, considering how LeBron is treating them. It's like he's not even smacking him in the face. He's spitting on him for the way he's behaving. Like all the stuff that he's been doing as far as talking to the opposing team member, like Wade, when they're down 21 points at halftime.
Yep.
Who does that? Like, he says he's not working with like-minded individuals. Well, people that are self-serving and hang out in clips, clicks are in the junior high restroom, female restrooms. That's like little girl stuff. I mean, take your butt to the restroom and act like a little girl, then get off the court. That's how I see it. He's very frustrating. So I actually was getting respect for him when he went back to Cleveland. Like, I didn't like him. Everyone says, oh, you're a Laker fan. You don't like him. Oh, yeah, that's true. But then I didn't like him for the fact that he left Cleveland and did them dirty. But then I was respecting him again because he went back to correct his wrong. But now he's doing this again. So it's so frustrating for me, and I'm not even a fan of this.
It's definitely an interesting situation. It's like you said. I mean, he leaves Cleveland and goes to Miami, and of course, you know, everybody in Cleveland, even outside of Cleveland, are upset at him for the way he handled that. He goes down to Miami though, and he kind of gets it right. He's got a guy like Pat Riley, who's a Hall of Famer, who can mentor him, lead him. And if you notice, that probably was the happiest LeBron's been winning those two titles in Miami. So you think he had things figured out, so he says, hey, I'm going to come back home to Cleveland. Of course, everybody's ecstatic about that, makes the right move to come back to his hometown, be there for them. And last year they have a very good year. They have some injuries. They end up losing in the finals to Golden State. But things are still looking up. And then this year they're still the number one seed in the East. We have to remember that. Let's not forget they're still a very good basketball team. But it just seems like something's not right, and it's the chemistry with the team.
It's his leadership. I mean, he's supposed to be a champion, right? He's supposed to be the go-to man, but he's not leading his team. Instead, he's like he stopped following his own team on Twitter. Who does that? And then he doesn't answer why. And then the day after, he says, oh, if I could have a dream team, it would be all my best friends, CP and Wade. Like, who does this?
Carmelo, like, all those guys, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, that's an insult to your team. It's so wrong.
And again, it's like he came back to Cleveland to try to make it right, but it's like there's not enough. It's like there's not enough higher up leadership there to try to keep him in place like he had with Pat Riley in Miami. I mean, obviously we know the ownership situation with Dan Gilbert, the general manager David Griffin. It doesn't seem like they're on the same page. And what LeBron has basically done is he said, "Hey, I'm going to sign a 1-year deal pretty much every single year." For one, so you can just continue to make more money, which is smart. But the other thing is with him signing 1-year deals, he's kind of holding Cleveland hostage because they know they basically need to do what he says or he could leave after that 1-year contract's up and go somewhere else. So I don't really like how he's handling that. He's kind of wanting to run this team. David Blatt got fired, and we all know LeBron probably had a say in that, even though he says he didn't. And it just seems like this team is just not on the same page. And even though they're the number one seed in the East, they better figure out some things or they could get upset in these playoffs.
Well, he's going to kill the whole potential. Like, they have potential, obviously, they're the number one seed, but it's like he's not making the chemistry, the environment, anything better by how he's behaving. It's so upsetting for me to watch because there's good players on that team that they deserve to make it all the way to the playoffs. I mean, they deserve to at least have a teammate that's going to fight with him, not go talk to the opponent.
It will be interesting to see what happens because as much as we talk about how much of a mess it is right now, we can't forget that LeBron's been to 5 straight NBA finals in the Eastern Conference. So regardless of what always
but
happens.
How many rings does he have?
He's got 2. He's got 2. But what I'm saying
well, how
is
many did
people
he say,
think,
how many did he say he was going to have? How many was he counting?
He said not 5, not 6, not 7,
okay,
not 8.
I don't think so. I think mean,
so
that's going to
happen.
Happened,
but,
he's acting.
But what's funny is as much as people say there's a mess going on and they'll probably be upset in the playoffs, we've said that a couple of years in the past, and they've ended up making the finals. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I don't see them as a championship team right now. I just don't like the chemistry they have. I actually think one of the biggest mistakes they made was trading Andrew Wiggins for Kevin Love. I don't think Love and LeBron James are good fits together. Love is an offensive-minded player that doesn't really play defense. Kind of the same for Kyrie Irving. So they just really don't gel. And, again, I put that on both sides. I put that on Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving are stars in this league too, and they all need to find a way to work together. But I also put it on LeBron James because he is the head of this team, and he needs to figure out a way to make it work. And they're just running out of time with only 10 games left in the regular season.
I think that the Western Conference the playoffs. I think that's going to be better than the championship games. I think if the Warriors first, I'm pretty sure they'll go at it. Because the last game that they went at each other, it was in Sacramento. No, it was in Arizona. Sorry, Spurs. They actually, that was a very, very good game. It was a shoot-off, and I enjoyed it.
Well, you bring up the Western Conference, and looking at the scores last night, San Antonio wins again at home. They are now 37-0 at home. The Warriors also win it. The Warriors win again. They're 34-0 at home. We've never had a team in NBA history go undefeated at home, and now we're looking at two teams that could possibly do it. Now, the Spurs and Warriors, they play twice again still to end the season, so there's still some fireworks to go in that matchup.
Well, the Warriors haven't won in the Spurs arena since, 1997. That's when Curry was 8 years old.
Yeah, as far as regular season games go, I want to say it's up to, 33 games in a row regular season that they haven't won in San Antonio. They did win in the playoffs a couple years ago, but regular season, it's definitely going a lot of years back. So, obviously, the Spurs and the Warriors, both being in the Western Conference, they're the favorites the two best teams in the NBA.
They don't give that player, Leonard, enough credit. I think he's really good and very modest. He's a very mature player for his age. He's 23 as well as Curry, and he's, very, very humble and modest, and he actually is very, very skilled.
He definitely is. And taking a look here, I'll ask you, Nicole, the Warriors are now 65-7 on the season. They have 10 games left. They have to go 8-2 in those 10 games to break the Bulls' all-time wins record of 72 wins. Will they do it?
Yes. I
completely agree. 8-2 seems like a lot of wins in 10 games, but that's an easy mark for these Warriors, and they have a lot of games at home where we just said they're undefeated at home. So I don't see any way they don't break the record, and it's been a historic year to watch this Warriors team play basketball.
Now that you brought up the Bulls, what do you feel about Rose?
Rose is definitely
the NBA, and it's so I feel for him because he got injured. And it's not his fault, but it's a dud. A firecracker, you get it and doesn't blow up right.
And he won him an MVP 1 year, and he's a very good player, but he's, like you said, battled injuries. I just don't think he'll ever be the same, but hopefully he can stay as healthy as possible to still have a productive NBA career. It just won't be that super, superstar level that he had when he won the MVP. But big game tonight in the NBA. San Antonio Spurs are at the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's the primetime game on ABC. Who do you have in that matchup?
Thunder and who?
It's the San Antonio Spurs at the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, Oklahoma.
I like that pick at home. Spurs are good, but when you go to Oklahoma City at home, I'll take Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook to pull the upset at home. So that'll be a big primetime game on TV. And once again, we also have the March Madness games as well tonight. Again, just to recap, Kansas versus Villanova and Oregon versus Oklahoma. That'll be some big games. So we got a lot of basketball to watch today. Nicole, it's been a fun show here on KFNX 1100.
Yes, it has. It's already over? Oh,
yes, already over.
Thanks for speaking out with me.
Absolutely, Nicole. I look forward to doing it again soon. Check out our website at sportskings.net. And again, we're on every Saturday, 7 a.m. on KFNX 1100 in Phoenix. And we look forward to having Mean Gene and the guys back next Saturday. And we'll see you again next
week. Yes, miss you guys. Thank you, Arizona. Have a great Saturday.
When you purchase a home, rely on Security Title Agency to be sure the deed is free of liens and judgments. You'll be protected by one of the leaders in the title industry. Discounts are available for those that qualify, serving home buyers, sellers, loan officers, and commercial and residential real estate professionals. With 29 offices valley-wide, Security Title, 480-838-8788. That's 480-838-8788. Or visit securitytitle.com.
Kick it!
Wow, Megs! What's got you fired up?
It's a Barista's White Coffee single-serve cup that works in my Keurig 2.0. You gotta try this.
Wait, what's white coffee?
It's slow-roasted coffee beans that make it have way more caffeine than normal coffee. And it has a lighter, nutty, refreshing taste with a kick. A big kick.
Dang, that's good.
See, it's right here on Amazon under Barista's White Coffee Cups.
Now I'm kicking. Woohoo!
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations. It's 8 o'clock.